The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
I always like to tell everybody where the heck I get my information because there's so much of it out there, right? I was talking earlier with Dr. Donnie Wilson, the author of The Stress Remedy, that I do want to be in the business, though, of not just providing information because there is a lot of it out there, but also facilitating what I like to say understanding. So can I help you, your particular brain, wrap your mind around an idea or something so you can actually get it? Not just that you read it or that I said it or anything like that, but that you can get it, because my end game would be then that you own your own healthcare. Well, this actually came from, I love Bottom Line. Bottom Line Health, Bottom Line Personal, Bottom Line Finances, Bottom Line, it's just a great company. I've known about them for a long time. They got great people, and they give really, really great information. I've been a source for them for a couple of their articles. But so this caught my attention, the truth about drinking after 45. And I am 48. And so this would, I usually, these days, you know, when we're talking about marketing people, I usually am not in the demographic anymore. Nobody's targeting me. Well, guess what? This article targeted me. So I read it and I thought, I got to have my listeners kind of just really realize, what are some of the implications of drinking? And I would say maybe drinking in the pattern that you had been drinking prior to when you turned 45, because I got to tell you, as this article says, you know, you can simply kind of look in the mirror and get enough ample evidence that, yep, as we age, guess what? Our bodies are changing. And, you know, what's not so evident, though, is there are some hidden physiological changes that drastically alter, especially how we process alcohol. So beer, wine, distilled liquors, etc. And I think if we don't know about it, it can contribute to dangers and also spur off chronic health issues, which we don't want, okay? So even if you don't drink excessively, there are some things that we need to know. So let's just review what happens when you drink, because I think it's really important. Research showing an association between moderate drinking, now that's usually defined as no more than 2 drinks daily for men and 1 for women, okay? And lower heart rates, or excuse me, heart disease rates. It's gotten a lot of attention, but gosh, that's only part of the story, because it does really matter how you metabolize this alcohol. It's extremely important because, quite honestly, you've got to understand that we can only process, our bodies can really only process alcohol, one glass of alcohol, okay, I should say, and one drink. So what would constitute a drink? Well, throughout all of the studies that I've read, I would say 12 ounces of beer would be one drink, 4 to 5 ounces of wine, okay, which is pretty much, I would say, a pour that you would get at a restaurant. I think people usually pour heavier at home, I've seen, or about 1 to 1.5 ounces of distilled spirits. So you basically, through your liver, have a couple different processes, and really about 1 drink per hour. And you can metabolize that through phase 1, phase 2 of your liver. And you do pretty well. But if you drink more than that at a faster pace, what happens, it's cumulative. And you have a much more damaging metabolic byproduct that pretty much is responsible, first of all, for the hangover, okay? But also excessive drinking, one of the accumulative insults is our heads, our brains age, okay? On a single occasion, it can lead to changes in your mood, in your behavior, difficulty to think clearer. You lose muscle mass. We lose muscle mass at an average rate of 5% for each decade after 35. Now, you know, you see that, I see that. As a CrossFit athlete, I have to work so hard just to keep up my strength. And on top of that, our bodies tend to become pudgier, right? I call it my estrogen reserve. It shifts. And certainly, fat does not absorb alcohol as much as muscle does. And less water means alcohol's effect are stronger. Okay. So you have less water with less muscle, more fat, you're going to have the effect of alcohol being stronger. Now, also you've got enzymes that are declining as we age. So that's another thing. Your alcohol dehydrogenase, the enzyme that actually breaks down alcohol, can decline just as pancreatic enzymes decline as we age. And so you're not going to be able to break down that alcohol into safer water molecules and fatty acids, etc. So, excuse me. I think it's extremely important. Now, here are some of the risks that I think we want to talk about. For example, heartburn. I mean, if you have a stomach ulcer or chronic heartburn stemming from the GERD, or alcohol basically is a stomach lining irritant. It wears away the mucus lining of the gastrointestinal tract. It increases the risk for internal bleeding. And these GI conditions, and let me tell you something too, the medications that are often prescribed to treat them can prevent the absorption of some of our most important micronutrients, okay? And when you decrease absorption of nutrients, you again increase alcohol's punch, okay? I think also pain, using alcohol to ease a backache or any other chronic pain condition is a completely bad idea. It often leads to an increase in resilience on reliance on booze, okay, which can quickly result in alcohol abuse. Plus, we're not getting a chance as we age to understand where our pain is coming from and what else we can do about it to really identify and treat the cause and not just mask it with drinking, especially over the age of 45. Strokes. The research is kind of mixed on this one. One drink per day may lower stroke risk, but drinking more than 1 to 2 drinks a day may increase it. Okay, so I've seen this research. I did a big study, a big presentation on to drink or not to drink. That is the question. The research is all over the place, and research is limited. It's limited to the population that has been tested. It's limited to the kind of tests that were conducted. This is just something that we really, really have to understand. As we age, we've got to be able to take a little bit more careful when it comes to our alcohol intake. Memory loss for sure. Alcohol and medication. That's a big thing. Alcohol and medication. It is no secret that people tend to take over-the-counter medication and prescription medication as they age more and more, right? And so many of these drugs, and quite honestly, the herbal plants that I recommend, you have to use your kidneys and your livers to metabolize them. And so these are the same liver enzymes needed to process alcohol. And if they're otherwise occupied and busy, once again, you're not going to be able to break down that alcohol effectively into the safe metabolites. And it's going to build up and accumulate in your system. And you're going to have these consequences of cognitive decline, cancer risk. Excessive drinking has been linked to several types of cancer, malignancies of the mouth, the esophagus, the liver, the colon. Women who drink even moderate amounts, just one drink daily, have a slightly higher risk for breast cancer than non-drinkers. And in fact, there's a 10 to 12% higher risk for breast cancer associated with each drink per day. All right, so if you're drinking 4 drinks a day, you're definitely up there as it comes to a risk for breast cancer if you are drinking, all right, especially as we age. So one of the things, you know, that I really encourage people to do, and it's hard, it's a slippery slope when we come to drinking, because alcohol, its mechanism of action is to decrease your, excuse me, your inhibitions. I apologize. I have a little tickle in my throat today. One of the things that people have tried to do, hey, if you're going out, set your cell phone, you know, set your cell phone timer, maybe at 45 minutes, make sure you have 2 glasses of water per each drink that you have, and let you only consume 1 drink an hour. Milk thistle. Milk thistle is an amazing supplement. It's not only hepatoprotective, so it protects the liver, but it also can increase protein synthesis, that is, grow new liver cells if you've been doing some damage. Make sure plenty of antioxidants like selenium, like vitamin C, are on board. So if you do choose to imbibe after the age of 45, we can protect ourselves, okay? Make sure that you know that our bodies are changing and the way that we metabolize alcohol is changing too, and the risk factors just definitely go up. I think that's my take home. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you, Kevin, for keeping us on track. This is Radio MD. I'm Dr. Lucille. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.